Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
A couple of questions that I want to leave with, but the first is we spoke about this briefly, but I think it's interesting to people perspective before we even get into this conversation. The levels of wealth, and this is something that you had posted, and I just thought that it was pretty interesting because it was like 0 to 500,000 is I believe you said broke. Well, that was
what I didn't say said. That. That was a post.
Well, not you, but that was a post. Yeah. And then 500 to 2 million was middle class, and then 2 million to 10 million was like comfortable, and then 10 million. So yeah, let's talk about this different levels of wealth conversation.
When I first saw this post, maybe 14 years ago, I had the reaction that most people did. It was like, what the fuck? Like, huh? Really? Because growing up in a harsh economic environment, you were told like, if you got to 100,000, you were doing well. But there are literally levels to wealth. So for context, when becoming a millionaire became a thing, that was in the 1800s. So if you adjust for $1 million today, going back to 1800, that'll put you somewhere in between 21 million to 29 million, depending on where you live. And this is why athletes that are top tier athletes in the NBA make between $20 to $30 million per year. I don't want you guys to get discouraged, but I do want you to know, because of inflation, a falling dollar, and a bunch of other macroeconomic factors, I think we all can agree having $100,000 goal isn't enough, because once you have kids, house, car, family, is not enough. But to the ultimate level that we all want to get to is to be able to have at least $10 million. And this is why I tell you guys, like, the levels of having 1,000 shares, 10,000 shares, and then ultimately 100,000 shares is a number that you want to get to. So I know it pissed some people off. I didn't make the graphic, but these are the levels that come from wealth according to the Federal Reserve. I know Felix Dennis got credit for it, but if you look, and go talk to anyone who's actually free. I've talked to plenty of people that live in New York and LA that have $10 or $15 million net worth, and they're terrified. They're like, I'm 33 years old. I thought it would be enough. I have two kids. And let's be honest, if you're black or brown, if you come into any money, there's five other family members that you're going to have to take care of, especially during last year. So I know I wanted to reset the room and understand how much we need to actually be free. And this is why I tell you guys every single week and every opportunity that I can, you have to invest every month. You need a business. You need insurance. You need 28 streams. Even when we first came on the show, I was like, hey, you need 60 months of savings. And everyone was like, Rashad, what the hell you find this dude with this jacket talking crazy? And then COVID hit. And then it was like, wow, 6 months doesn't, because, and I love Susie Orman dearly, dearly, dearly. Even though he's crazy at times, the Baby Steps blueprint is pretty solid pre 250K to millionaire status by Dave Ramsey. But when they're telling you that they only have 6 months, I always tell you guys, watch what the top five companies in the world do and the top 200 people that are the wealthiest do. They don't have 6 months safe. So I told you guys a story for those of you who don't know. When I heard it and a guy told me you need 60 months, I was like, man, get out of here. He opened up his account and showed me the 60 months in his account. It changed the way that I thought about money forever, because he says, under no circumstances will the Federal Reserve allow us to stay in a recession for more than 3 years. So worst case scenario, you need to have 60 put away if all hell breaks loose. So I know it bothered some people, but anytime that you find information that bothers you, upsets you, especially financially, you have to use that pain and frustration into motivation and go harder in the things that we talked about here every week in terms of investing.
Yeah, and the crazy thing is that after you said it, I had the same reaction that you did. And it was like, wait, what? But it makes sense, right? And as you accumulate more, you realize how much the money won't be for you anyway. It'll be about the people you can take care of. And so like when we hear 60 months, I mean, those are the type of terms that we only hear when we get in a car. Like that's what your lease, your finance is going to be, right?
But there's a reason for that. Not cut you, but think about that. They'll put you in a 60-month lease to secure their family. For now, imagine 60-month lease with 3,000 customers. You think that their family's worried about a recession? No, they have so many streams coming in that unless God calls them home, they have nothing to worry about financially. It's put right in front of our face, but right. They tell us, well, you're not worthy of 60 months of savings or 10,000 shares or 100,000 shares. Why? I even posted on Twitter today, like they haven't taught us about investing or finances in school, but also they haven't taught us how to love properly or how to build families. Because if you have love in your household and you build a family, what does that create? True generational wealth. Why haven't they taught it to control? It's a deeper layer that we have not talked about that I won't get into because I want us to stay on YouTube.
And that was a great formula, man.
Yeah, it's one of these things also. This is why it's very important to be liquid. And what I said before, and this is one thing that Grant Cardone said that I agree with. Not that I agree with a lot of stuff that he says.
I agree with a lot he says, yeah.
Some stuff he doesn't, I don't agree with. But a lot of people are putting themselves in tremendous financial strain to buy a home. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is like liquidating their savings, liquidating their 401k, liquidating all their investments. And it's like, now you have a home, but.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're like one accident away from being homeless because now you're living paycheck to paycheck just to pay that mortgage. Mm-hmm. So this is a lot of times where shout out to MG, the mortgage guy on the super chat. But what he spoke about as far as house hacking, sacrificing, not mm-hmm. necessarily getting your dream home right away, maybe getting a multifamily home first to have positive cash flow, yes. and then using that to scale up to having your dream home. By the time you get your dream home, you have 6 units or 10 units that's actually paying you monthly income, that's actually providing you with the mortgage for your single family home. So this home conversation is something that we got to have at some point, because a lot of people are putting themselves in deep financial holes. And they're not liquid. They're not liquid at all. They have no liquid. Mm-hmm. All of their asset is tied up in their house. And it's like, unless you're going to refinance or get a HELOC, shout out to Kenny Burns, spoke about that on his show, you're going to be in a deep financial burden if you ever need money. Yeah. So,
and the HELOC situation, and we spoke about this before, at any point, the bank could say, we're not granting HELOCs right now. Mm-hmm. Right? That literally happened. Like, I went to the bank pre-COVID in January, and by April it was like, no, we're not doing this. June, it was the same thing. So I mean, to even say that is a tool you're going to rely on, it could be there or it might not be there.
And a HELOC, for anybody that doesn't know what that is a home equity line of credit. So that's you taking a line of credit against your home, similar to like a business line of credit, but they're using the equity in your home, something that a lot of people are not even, they don't even know what a HELOC is. So definitely tap in with Matt and, you know, all of the other real estate professionals if you need some more information on that. But yeah, these are
Matt is a guy we trust, though. And you guys know I endorse
that's
anybody.
A fact.
I rock with Matt.
Yeah, really. For sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. For sure. I just say that to say that, you know, I think it's very, very important to stay liquid. And liquid doesn't mean that it just has to be in savings. Like, you know, just liquid, you're able to get to it. It could be in stocks. It could be in a money market. It could be in a variety of different things. But it's like you have the ability to actually access the money. Yeah. Whereas if it's illiquid, that means that you can't access it. It's going to take a long time or you might not have access to it. So this is like if you have it, if all your wealth is tied up in real estate, right? So there's pros and cons with everything, but that's very, very important to keep in mind.
And one of the conversations when we were talking about the different levels of wealth, we had it like 2 years ago with Derek Ferguson, and he put it in like simple context. He's like, we think millions of dollars is a lot of money, right? Because we see athletes, they get $10 million contracts or they get $30 million contracts, and they live a lifestyle that seems like they can afford it. But he was like, look, the guy who's making $30 million a year, I think he used Steph since we in the Bay, he used Steph as the example. He's like, he's making $30 million a year, and that sounds incredible. But the guy who owns the building makes $1 billion a year, right? And so when Steph travels in private planes and he's right, it feels like this guy is super wealthy, but the guy who makes $1 billion a year, he's going to continuously make that. There's no expiration on his career. And I'm sure Steph's made, and I'm only using Steph as an example because that was his salary, and hopefully he's made good investments. And from the looks of his portfolio, some things we've seen, he's made some really solid ones, but not everybody's Steph Curry and everybody's not making three. So the guy that makes 10, they're living the lifestyle, right? They're buying a home. They're forgetting about that the taxes that they got to pay on it. They're making terrible investments. It feels like you're making a lot. And when Mark Cuban told us, like, if you got $1 million, you're on eggshells. I wrote that down. I'm like,
it hits different.
It hits different. Thing, like,
I want you guys to realize this: when people of Cubans and Novogratz status comes on and gives information or gems to the culture when they don't have to, because Mark Cuban hasn't done any black media since then. There is a reason why they're sharing that information, and opposed to fighting it, you have to cherish it. When it bothers you on the inside, you have to realize, like I had to realize early in my entrepreneurship career, a lot of things that you were told, you have to unlearn and realize that you were lied to. Even with all the artists. Put this in chat. I want you to focus on liquidity over trinkets. Even with housing, the goal is to get a house. It's not free and clear. You have a mortgage for 30 years if you're aggressive 15, but at the end of the day, what do you get to show for it? It's no different when artists have a plaque and be like, hey, I went platinum. How many of our favorite artists went platinum and then end up dying or not dying and living a long time and not having the money that they need? Like Tupac is my favorite artist. And after All Eyes on Me came out, a year later, he was due $29 million. You realize if Pac was able to get $15 million of that money and put it into any of the ones that I love, let's just say Microsoft, that would be worth probably $90 or $115 million. And even though his mom passed, the next 15 or 20 generations would be taken care of. But it's like, get a house, get a car, get some jewelry, a couple of vacations. Yeah. That's not the American dream. That's the American dream that is sold to the middle class. You notice those that are well-to-do never focus on those things. Please be aware. But yes, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yes. Yeah.
That made me just think of my favorite play when you said that. My favorite play is Scottie Pippen. There was an infamous story of him buying a plane and living like Mike, but not having the same salary. And then, like, I think last year or something, he ended up selling his NBA championship rings. And I'm just like, damn, it's come to that.
Shout out to Scottie.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. F*** a mic drop, bag drop.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.